A Family Thing by Mem. Read by Cookie Mom 6067. Missing scene from a family that flies together, sticks together. After everyone's second, or in Joe's case, third, helping of dessert, they reach one of Niall's favorite parts of Thanksgiving, the mellow stage of being overly well-fed with no choice but to relax. To be fair, Ty had added a twist by introducing Joe and Andy to his Nintendo Switch. Currently, Joe is yelling, muffled, as Andy bodily sits on him to beat him at Mario Kart, a wicked smile on her face as Joe flails under her. "Nikki, help me," Joe says, and Nikki barely looks up from where Ty is showing him something baseball-related as he says, "You're doing great, Caro." Niall shakes her head, laughing, and looks around. She knows to give her mother a few minutes fussing over cleanup before going over to help. She realizes she'd forgotten to give Booker that memo when she hears voices from the kitchen. She stands, stretching, and walks over to save them both. Just before she rounds the corner, however, she hears her mother laugh, and she pauses, curious. "And that's how Niall never got hazed again," Booker says, and Anyippy snorts. "That is the most insane story I've ever heard," she says, "and yet very Niall." "Yeah, I never worried about her again after that," Booker says, which makes Niall roll her eyes because that's a fucking lie. There's a pause as she hears Booker pass her mother dishes from the sink, comfortably routine. "I need to learn that skill," Anyippy says, and her voice clenches around Niall's heart. "From the moment we found out, it was amazing, but it was also, gosh, I don't know. Her father was always so much better at handling it." "It's one of the most jarring things you can go through," Booker says, voice soft over the clink of the plates. "From what Niall says, you've done an amazing job with both her and her brother." "Oh, well," Anyippy says, voice flustered. "We were worried Ty would feel left out, you know. But he's such a wonderful boy. He's never complained. He's only ever been supportive. And they've stayed so close." Anyippy pauses to sniff and then laughs a little. "Excuse me," she says. "I'm so sentimental now during the holidays. It's embarrassing." She clears her throat, gathering herself before adding, "And what about you? Have you got any kids?" Niall cringes. She's talked to her mother about Booker a fair amount, but she herself barely knows the story there and hadn't forewarned her mother off the topic. Something must show on Booker's face because Anyippy immediately backpedals and says, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm prying." "It's all right," Booker says, and his voice holds steady. "I have 3 sons, but after their mother passed, they grew up with their grandparents." "Oh," Anyippy says, and the sound of washing up has stopped. "I'm very sorry to hear that, Booker." Booker exhales, and when he speaks next, it sounds like he's trying to smile. "It was for the best," he says. "I wasn't. Anyway, it's all right." Anyippy says, and Niall can imagine her expression, concerned and considering. Niall may have mentioned this, but her father also passed when she was quite young. It's different for everyone, but I have an idea of how hard that part is, at least. I can't imagine dealing with that while having the job you all have." Booker is silent for a very long time, and Niall realizes she's holding her breath. The sound of Joe and Andy have faded into the background, all her attention focused on the other side of the wall. "Thank you," Booker says finally, and his voice is thick but still steady. "It's hard to explain to anyone who hasn't gone through it," Anyippy completes, and the silence that follows is so private, Niall squirms, guilty for eavesdropping but not wanting to stop. "Thank you for having us all," Booker says. "It's been even lovelier than Niall promised." "Thank you for looking after Niall," Anyippy says, and her voice is as full as Booker's, equally sincere. "Oh," Booker says, and he laughs, a real laugh despite being a little choked. "You never have to thank me for that, Anyippy. It's her that, well, you know how amazing she is. Of course, Anyepi says, so sure that Niall feels her face heat. But I also know how hard it's been, so thank you. Booker goes to say something and then cuts off with a rueful laugh. Niall imagines he's just gotten one of Anyepi's signature raised eyebrows. You're welcome, he says instead, and Anyepi makes a pleased noise. Niall's heart feels at risk of growing right out of her chest, so she takes a breath and barges around the corner, too emotional to fake a graceful entrance. I'm on dish duty, she says, and both Booker and her mother turn, surprised. It's a mistake. Both of them have tears in their eyes, which immediately makes Niall get tears in her eyes, and then they're both moving toward her, Anyepi saying, oh, baby, what's wrong? As Booker says, Niall, what? Before she wraps an arm around each of them and squeezes, too overcome to speak. Oh, sweetheart, her mother says, hand running over her hair, and Booker's hand grips her arm, and Niall hangs on. It's a damn good hug. It's a perfect Thanksgiving. The end.